Okay, yesterday we were discussing the sinks, the countertops. Let's get into the, let's do the easier things first. Refrigerators and freezers that you're planning to use for Pesach. So because everything's cold, all you really have to do is clean it out well. Some people also line the shelves just as an extra precaution. But luckily, if you clean out the shelves, no crumbs, no nothing in the freezer and in the refrigerator, you have to be careful by the gasket of the freezer door. A lot of times there's a lot of crumbs in there. So you have to make sure there's no crumbs. You basically have to clean it out thoroughly, and then you're able to use it for Pesach. Some people are machmer, they also line the shelves. What?
What is a gasket?
What is a gasket?
The rubber.
The rubber.
The rubber. Yes. Oh, the rubber.
So if you ever notice, the rubber has a, there's a lot of crumbs there. It's what actually seals, it actually seals the freezer or the fridge. It keeps it shut. So a lot of times over there, there's a lot of dirt. Okay. The next thing we'll discuss is ovens and stovetops. Okay. If you have a self-cleaning oven, easiest thing. You self-clean the oven for the low, at least 3 hours. That kashers the whole oven. Mama, she gets up to 900 degrees, it's called Lieben Gomut. Some people are machmir that if there's a door, because the heat of 900 degrees doesn't get to the door. So what they do sometimes is they'll line the inside of the door with aluminum foil. And the practical way of doing it is you, if this is your oven door, and you're wrapping it with aluminum foil, so you make it in a way that it goes around, otherwise it's not going to hold. If you just put aluminum foil here, you close the door, open the door, it's going to fall off. So what do? You tape it around the front. So you extend it, and then by, when it's taped around the front,
not
then usually
the
it holds. Huh?
Not from the top.
What?
Not from the top.
Not from the top.
Because the top has an exhaust.
No, the sides. I'm sorry, you're right. You put it around, you tape
the
it on
the door has an exhaust. Right?
Okay. Yeah, you can't do that. You're going to kill the exhaust. Okay. Now, the best thing to do, halachically, is to keep the racks in, even though they tell you not to keep them in, but one time it's not going to do anything. You keep them in, because then the racks also become kashered with Lieben Gomor, with complete Lieben. Or, what some people do is they'll even take, let's say they have the grates on the stove top, the gas grates. So they'll take those, also put them into the self-cleaning oven. That everything gets self-cleaned because that's Lieben Gomer, that's the best way of kashering it. And not only do some people are machmer, they line the inside of the door. What?
If the grates have rubber.
If the grates have rubber, you take off the rubber, otherwise it melts.
Right.
Yeah, you have to take off the rubber, otherwise it's going to melt. True. Now, what happens if you don't have a self-cleaning oven? A lot of people don't have self-cleaning ovens. So then halachically it's much more complicated, by the way. You have to clean it out spotlessly well. Make sure there's no dirt anywhere. You have to actually take a flashlight to make sure that the inside of the oven is 100% clean. And then some people are lenient that if you turn it on to broil, which is the highest temperature, which is broil, gets up to 550 degrees, and you leave it there for an hour, it's good. It's not Lieben Gomor. It's not like a self-cleaning gets to 900 degrees. But halachically, according to many opinions, it's good. It, what? There's no difference between 1 hour and 3 hours. It's not going to get hotter in 3 hours more than 1 hour. Now, what happens if you have electric coils? I'm not talking about the glass top. Electric coils. So those electric coils, when you turn them on, after a few minutes, they get red hot. So once they get red hot, you leave them in for a few more minutes. And because they're on for a few more minutes, it's mamash Lieben Gomor. Again, it's red hot. The area though, let's say you have a stove top with four burners, but you have space between the burners. That space, unless it's metal, cannot be kashered. It's enamel coated or whatever, you can't kasher it. So then what you need to do is take aluminum foil and line it and make sure that the whole top is covered that, because the top is chametz. The chametz spills there a whole year. And then you're gonna put your Pesach pots on it. So you have to make sure that it's completely, covered. I mean, I'm putting very simplistic about the oven, but the oven's, Another important din, by the way, we're going to spend with the other, but he gives chometz. But there's a few dinim you need to keep in practical things. Number one, your vacuum cleaner bags. I mentioned this every year. When you vacuum a house, the vacuum cleaner bag is full of chometz that you vacuum during the year. So you can't have that chometz in your house in Pesach. So the last chometz stick of vacuuming that you do in the house, so then what you need to do is empty out the bag, clean out the vacuum cleaner, and then put in a new bag. At least then you know there's no chometz. Because it's possible you'll have enough chometz in the vacuum cleaner bag, which is a kezayis, which is not that much, which is 1 ounce, that you can actually be sinning owning chometz on Pesach. So people have to remember that they have to take out the vacuum cleaner bag and get rid of the chometz in the vacuum cleaner bag. Another thing which is very important, also with a lot of work, is your cars. So if you're going out of town, let's say, or you're not using your car for Pesach, you could just sell it with the chometz and just put it away in your backyard somewhere. But you can't put it in the street that you're going to keep changing it, because once you sell it, you can't go into it. So what you do is you put your car in your backyard, in your yard somewhere, and then you just sell it, and then that's it. You don't have to do b'dikas chometz in the car. Otherwise, if you're planning to use the car during Pesach, so the car has a lot of chometz in it, depending how many carpools you do, how many kids you have in the car, what they eat in the car. But usually, if you ever look in people with families, look in their vans or in their cars, you could create a restaurant of all the food that's there. And we're talking not only food in the high chairs, in the car seats, but in between the seats, you know, the seat. You stick your hand down there, there's tons of food. Everything has to be kept clean. So what some people taka do, and it's not, by the way, crazy to do it, just to save a lot of time, they detail their car for Pesach. At least the inside of the car. The outside doesn't have to be detailed. There's no chometz on the outside of the car. But a lot of times, in places, they actually detail, cost money, but you detail the car, you save maybe 5-6 hours. If you do it right, it takes a long time to clean out a car, which is really full of chometz, especially if you have little kids that eat in carpools. What?
When you put out your garbage,
Louder. What?
You have to pour bleach on the garbage can?
Which garbage can? Your own personal one? Or the city one?
In Los Angeles, there's city garbage cans, but you put it on your property, and then you have to put it back on the street for one garbage day, and you put it back on it. It's not like Beverly Hills, where it's always outside on the alley.
Yeah, in Beverly Hills, you don't own them either. You're not responsible for them either.
Los Angeles?
LA, every time I hear something else. But LA, because the fact that you're taking them out, so really, the truth is like this. A few days before Pesach, all your chametz should be put into plastic bags. You shouldn't even put it into a garbage can. Then you clean out the garbage can, and now you don't have any chametz in there. So if there's no chametz in there, you can take it in, you can take it out. And so a few days before Pesach, when you have a lot of chametz stick of garbage still, you take it in a plastic bag, you dump it in a city garbage can somewhere that's not yours. In the Beverly Hills garbage, or a garbage that's not yours, then it doesn't matter.
You're not allowed to dump it in someone else's garbage.
And if you're not allowed to if you're caught. We learned many times, the sin of stealing is getting caught, not stealing.
Wait, you dump it where? In someone else's?
Big garbage can outside. You know Beverly Hills has the garbage cans in the backyard? Is that so illegal what I'm talking about, by the way?
No, it
belongs to the house. So what if the owner of that house...
It doesn't belong to the house, first of all. It belongs to the city, number one. Number two, I'm talking about in L.A. where you might own the garbage cans. You're responsible for them, let's say.
Yeah.
So then if you're responsible for something, it's called that you own it. But if you put it into somebody else's house, garbage, you make it free-for-all. So it's not, you're giving up ownership on it. You don't care what happens to it. In your own garbage can, the problem is not the garbage, but as much as the container. The container is yours.
Can you just pour bleach on the garbage?
You can pour bleach on the garbage, because then any chometz that's there gets ruined.
Yeah.
But you can't have a garbage can full of dirt this much and pour bleach over it. I mean, come on, it's not going to work. For a few crumbs here and there, you can pour bleach, but you can't put bleach on a garbage can full of chometz. This doesn't work. Now, people that have glass top, glass stove tops, you know, it's only glass and the burners are underneath, those are very big problems halachically. Anyway, what the book's right to do is you turn on, let's say, for argument's sake, this is a glass top burner. And you have four burners. Yeah? So how do you kosher it? You can't pour boiling hot water over it, it might crack it. So what do you have to do? You turn on the fires, that they heat up for half an hour in the place at least where the fire is coming out of. And then they write, the problem is, if this is the burner, your pot is usually bigger than the burner. Which means, your pot is going to be resting on the stovetop, which wasn't koshered. Because you can only kosher the place, when you turn on the burner, it only koshers this part of it. But not what's next to it, because it's not being koshered. So you have to put something, like aluminum foil, to make sure that the pot that you're putting on the stovetop is not touching the surface of the stovetop, it's touching something else.
But you said kilas is not kosher
at all. Huh? Certain times you can kosher glass under certain conditions. This would be one of the conditions that people would be lenient about it. It's definitely not the best way of going. So when people always ask me if they should get stovetop, glass top, I say, listen, it's great for cleaning, but for kashering if it becomes strafe, or for Pesach, it's a disaster. Because you really can't kasher it properly. If somebody's careful in kashering, they can't really do it. Okay.